Stephanie Kennedy, owner of Copperpot Nuts in Coldwater, has stepped up to advocate for tenants living in historic downtown buildings without designated parking, following what she calls aggressive ticketing by Severn Township bylaw officers. Many residents, including seniors and mobility-challenged individuals, have been left scrambling for parking alternatives, facing fines and uncertainty since the enforcement began in January, she explained. The issue arose when Severn Township officials began enforcing a bylaw prohibiting overnight parking from midnight to 7 a.m. in municipal parking lots, including the one off Fire Hall Lane. This has disproportionately impacted residents of historic buildings, which lack on-site parking due to their landlocked nature, explained Kennedy. She said these tenants have historically relied on nearby municipal lots, a practice unofficially accepted for decades. Kennedy highlighted the plight of one of her tenants, an elderly man with a wheelchair parking permit, who has received $570 tickets since the bylaw enforcement began. The sign went up on February 21st, but the aggressive ticketing started a month earlier, Kennedy said. There has been no communication or alternative provided by the township. Many tenants, upon receiving tickets, went to the township office seeking answers and expressing their intent to contest the fines, only to be told there was no alternative parking option available. They've been repeatedly ticketed because there is no other option, Kennedy explained. It's unfair and cruel to penalize people without providing any alternatives. Determined to find a solution, Kennedy organized a public meeting, went door to door with a petition, and gathered letters of support from building owners and former township politician Garfield Dunlop. Dunlop told Kennedy the parking lots in question were originally created to accommodate tenants in the historic buildings, allowing Main Street parking to remain available for shoppers. Kennedy has submitted the petition and support letters to Severn Township Council, calling for the overnight bylaw to be rescinded and for existing tickets to be withdrawn. The matter is scheduled to be discussed at the upcoming council meeting on March 5. Kennedy criticized the township for failing to consult with residents or business owners before enforcing the bylaw. They never made us aware of it, and they did it so aggressively, she said. They didn't consider the impact on a vulnerable group, seniors, mobility-challenged individuals, and low-income families, who depend on that parking. Kennedy emphasized the importance of this invisible group to Coldwater's vibrant downtown, explaining their rental payments help offset commercial lease costs, and helped to maintain the village's business hub. To address the immediate crisis, Kennedy and other landlords have suggested implementing a resident permit system, which would allow overnight parking for designated vehicles, preventing abuse and ensuring availability for those who genuinely need it. Kennedy noted that while the township is discussing a potential permit system, they have continued issuing tickets without any interim solution. If they needed a change, they should have developed the system before punishing people, she argued. This isn't just about parking. It's about respect, inclusion, and dignity for residents who contribute to Coldwater's character and economy, she said. In a statement to Aurelia Matters from Severn Mayor Mike Burkett, he says the township can appreciate that the community has asked council to consider a parking management program for Coldwater. We look forward to discussing the matter at the upcoming March 5 council meeting, he said. Our challenge is to create a solution to manage increasing demand that considers many different interests and needs. Burkett says council can understand the position of some of the residents after receiving tickets for parking in areas not permitted by bylaw. We are working to establish a consistent approach that treats all residents of Severn fairly and equitably, he said.